This illustration schematizes the pathobiology of pulmonary arterial hypertension and the remodeling process that the small pulmonary arteries and arterioles undergo. At the top, we have an illustration of a normal pulmonary artery showing the different layers of the cell, and then below, the various manifestations of pathobiology, including on the left, vasoconstriction, the smooth muscle contraction-mediated reduction in the central lumen of the vessel that increases resistance and is a component often of the increase in pulmonary vascular resistance. Just to the right of that, we have an illustration of arterial remodeling where you can see the thickening of the adventitial layer in blue, the smooth muscle layer in red, the intimal layer in orange and purple, leading again to encroachment of the vessel lumen. To the right of that is an illustration of a plexiform lesion, which is thought to be a reaction to injury related to the high pressures these vessels are facing. And there is a plexus of endothelial cells that lead to an increase in resistance to blood flow. These are seen mainly in idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension. And then on the right is an illustration of in situ thrombosis, which is thought to be related to abnormalities in the coagulation system related to interactions of blood and abnormal endothelial cells. And you can see illustration of some recanalization in the middle of the thrombus. But all of these contribute to an increase in pulmonary vascular resistance, which leads to the manifestations of the disease.